Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan, and this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams.
I don't know about you, but my motto in life is to over-deliver on value in every relationship. And this could be an autistic ADHD thing for me, but it's worked. And let's get into why it's worked, really.
Okay.
It was probably 5+ years ago that I realized that value is like the most important word in the modern economy, you know? And it's just kind of like everything is value. And it's a bit of a black and white thinking to say that all relationships are based on a value exchange. But they are, if you think of it. I mean, this is just my point of view anyway. I'm happy to be challenged on it.
Well, how do you define value? What is value to you?
Well, like, look at our relationship, for example. Like, you know, we give each other value. And if we didn't, we wouldn't hang out. Would you say that?
For sure. Yeah. But I just want to know what that value is. Like, because, I mean, to me, one of the most important things about our relationship is the fact that we can talk openly about things. That's a huge value to me.
Yeah.
But okay. Maybe that might not be to someone else.
Right. Well, I guess that doesn't matter because we can define value in different relationships however we want. But like, for example, if you are in a work environment, over-deliver on value to your employer.
Yeah.
If you have a client, over-deliver on value to your client all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friendship or to your mother or father or to your children, just everyone that you can. I mean, it sounds exhausting when you frame it like this, but if you see an opportunity where you can give value that somebody else couldn't give themselves or, you know, and it's easy for you to do. Like, for example, I'm a videographer, right? I run a media company, and all of my clients and, you know, my employer and all of the people that I work with, like, I always just give them free content nonstop. I'm like, hey, just so you know, I've just given you this. Like, I just want to provide as much value to you as possible I can. And I even say that to them.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to succeed. I want you to get more, you know, clients.
Yep.
And I just hopefully this media will help you with that. And none of my clients would ever consider using another media person unless there were, you know, there was particular circumstances around, but it's just like not helpful to get into that in this. But like,
right. You're making it undeniable, the value that you're bringing.
Yeah. And then it's just like, because I believe in that so much that it's just like, if they did decide to for what, like, so, okay, here is a perfect example. So like, because I exclusively work with one agency and I service all of my clients within that agency, if they decide to leave that agency, not because of me, which has happened a few times, I've had clients that have left that agency and they're working for another agency and they DM me. Hey, can I work with you? And I'm like, nah, dude, you know that I only work exclusively with this agency.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but bro, you and your videos and your value. And I'm like, yeah, I know, dude, but you decided to work with another agency.
Mm.
So like they remember and they're like, I want to work with you.
Yeah.
Because you over deliver on value all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's what, if people out there are thinking about times that they've been given value from whatever, like a product or a service or a friendship or whatever, it's normally pretty clear, right? That there's a feeling after that. Like you feel appreciated, I guess, a lot of the time if the value is given to you in that way.
And also, like, most of the time when you are receiving value in this day and age, it's not overwhelmingly good.
Right.
Like, you pay for a product or service, you pay a premium for a product or service, you're like, cool, this is going to be a premium product. I can't wait for this. And then you get it and you're like, nah, it's mid, and you return it because you like expect that it actually meets the value that you pay for it, and then you return it.
Yeah.
And like, it's been very rare, but I'm hyper aware of it. Like, if I go into a cafe or whatever, and like, it's just, the service is insane, I'll tell them about it. I'll leave a big review and I'll walk out smiling because I'm like, hey, just so you know, this was an amazing experience coming to this cafe, and it doesn't happen often.
Yeah. And you'd be willing to spend $8 on a nice coffee in that situation.
Oh, I don't know about that, dude. Far out.
Yeah.
It's a rare thing. And that's what I'm saying, is that if you are the person that over delivers on value to people in your life, like the amount of times you've asked me to be like, oh, bro, like, I'm away, can you like go and just put this package inside my house or something? I'm like, yep, no worries at all. Don't even think about it. Like, is it inconvenient for me? Could I say, nah, dude, I don't care. Like, it's your package. Like, go and, you know, whatever. Yeah. You should just be home. But I didn't even think about it.
You should
just
be home. Yeah.
Cool. I'll go and do that. It's like, doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, and then when I need you, you're not there, you know, and that's how this works, right?
That's a value exchange.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
keeping you on your toes, basically.
But who else could you have asked in that scenario, for example? It's like, maybe your mom. But,
right.
But who else would have been like, yep, sure, no worries, and gone and done that? I don't know. Like, I'm not saying I'm...
But you know, it's just like
if someone asked me to do something like that, like, and they're a close friend of mine and I want to over-deliver on value to them because I value their relationship, I'm like, of course, no worries, and therefore, let's go. Bang.
Yes.
And it's just like, how many people do the listener, for example, how many people do you have that if you ask someone a quick favor, would they just drop it and go and do that thing? Or would they be, but I can't because of the, make a million excuses, which is what everyone does. Like,
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And in those kind of situations, I guess it comes down to like when you really need someone, like that's where a true friend will show themselves, right? That's where potentially all that value you've given into that friendship will come back to you in a sense. Not that that's the intention, but it's like that's what a long-term stable friendship looks like, right? And through thick and thin, that person will be there for you. They won't just dip when things get hard.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely important. But the point you made before is interesting because I guess a lot of people, especially like marketing side of things, are very aware that it's like if the customer or the person perceives this as a valuable offer, they will be willing to spend money on it.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder whether that in itself has been manipulated a little bit, potentially.
What do you mean?
Well, because marketing agencies, people selling products, whoever it is, they're hyper aware that people are now looking into it and going, well, I want value for my money, right? And that's been the thing for a very long time, obviously. But a lot of these like entrepreneurs and audiobooks that we're listening to, like they're pushing the fact that it's like you have to give as much value as possible. It has to be undeniable.
There's more competitors in every space.
Yeah. So I wonder whether there's potentially some manipulation within that as well and that you have to be careful of that as a person, potentially.
What are you saying? Isn't like this idea has been planted in my head or?
No. Like I think it's super valuable in the sense of friendships. Right. And definitely in the sense of like helping people out in your work, over delivering. I guess I'm more so thinking like, for example, when I see like an offer pop up as an ad on Facebook or if I see something presented to me, I'll look at it and I'll go, wow, that does sound like a lot of value.
Oh, you're
but then
like
you look into it more. Yeah, for sure. But then you look into it more and you're like, they've just kind of inflated the value a little bit because they think that that's what I want.
Yeah, right. Well, that's
does that make sense?
I guess, yeah, that's a slightly different conversation, I guess, because that's marketing and that's copy.
Right.
And that's how you're portraying the perception of value for sure.
Yeah.
But I suppose I'm just talking about real value that I actually deliver. So it's like whether or not a client decides to go with me, that's marketing and that's a different thing. But like if they do decide to go with me, then I'm going to make sure that they go, wow.
Yeah.
Man. Every step of the way that you can't fault me at any step because I'm doing everything right.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I do things that other media companies don't even think about doing. Mm. I provide value to my target audience on social media. Mm. When I rock up to a house, like I introduce myself to the seller with a big smile and I'm like, hey, how you going? I'm Eamon. I'm going to be doing all your media today. Just so you know, this is exactly how this media process goes. And it makes my clients look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that no other media companies do that, for example. Now this is super niche into what I'm into.
Yeah.
But again, it's like to zoom out, worst case scenario, absolute worst case scenario, you just feel good about providing more value to other people.
Yeah.
And it's like, if other people are like, oh, screw you, I hate you, whatever, and they leave, but you're certain of the value that you're bringing and you're offering, that's on them, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and they go with another media company or they go get another boyfriend or girlfriend, that's cool. They just weren't the right fit for you.
Yeah.
As long as you're certain that you are over-delivering on value, like, it's going to feel good that you're doing it. You're actually going to get better results for other people in your life if you genuinely care about that. And again, you know, back to one of the episodes we've done previously, protect your energy. You have to be careful who you give this to. You can't just go around giving this to everyone or you will be poor and timeless and not have any energy for yourself. Because you also have to, you should over deliver on value for yourself. You know, treat yourself. Go to the gym. Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, but yeah, just like the main point I'm trying to make is like, this has had, you know, a 10x return on investment for me, even though I'm not doing it for the return on investment.
Right.
I'm in a position that I am right now, and you can agree that like I couldn't possibly dream of if I hadn't, you know, grasped this concept, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I wonder then for the people listening, because I know there's a lot of people that I work with. I know that at times these thoughts will cross my mind or they have in the past, where maybe we can be a little bit almost protective of that, like protective of our time. And we, you know, there are people out there who might go, I don't want to help that person out because I've got other things I want to do, you know, or no, I'm just going to not bother helping them when they need me, for example, right? Like that can be a very common thing where it's like people are very protective of their time and what they want to do. And no, I just want to stay in my comfort zone. I don't want to help them with X, Y, and Z. So, I mean, what do you think it is? Potentially there's something deeper in there that's stopping that person. But how do you think we can maybe challenge or empower these people to take this concept on, because it is valuable.
Yeah.
And it is important.
Well, I think that's partly a modern world thing where, like, it's like, you know, rugged individualism. It's just like, oh, Right. Everyone fend for themselves and you do you and they do them. And if someone asks for you for help, you say, screw you, I've got mine and I can't help you. I don't care. Like, and that's, you know, one way of thinking if you want to think about that. It just depends on how valuable, like, all I'm saying is, this is a concept that has worked crazy well for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you haven't considered it before and you do consider this and you give it a crack, like, it could have crazy returns for you as well. Depends on how much you value the people in your life. And
of course,
if a person is coming to you asking you for a favor and you really are resistant to that, like, if there's a good reason, you're like, hey man, I've actually got a broken leg right now and I'm feeling super depressed. It's all good.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to understand and, you know, you don't have to over-deliver in that moment. Like, you don't have to be, like, as autistic as I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's not like, you get angry at them. That's not good enough, bro. I need you to help me move the fridge. It's like, well, bro, it's like, I have a broken leg.
Just drop the crutch, like, let's go. I'm down. Break it in further. But, like... Yeah.
You haven't broken the other leg yet.
But maybe that makes you question whether or not they are a person that you want to over-deliver on.
Right, yeah,
which, again, going back to one of the previous episodes, like, maybe that person's not a right fit for your life. So, but that's a different topic.
For sure, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, does that kind of answer your question?
I think so, yeah, because I guess what you're alluding to is, like, very individualized in a lot of societies and how maybe being selfless isn't as appealing to some people.
Yeah.
But the word, like, altruism comes to mind where it's like, I mean, altruism in itself feels phenomenal, which is bizarre. Like, a lot of us will avoid helping other people.
Well, yeah, it's actually, you're actually being selfish. It feels
amazing to help
by
someone.
Doing things for other people.
Right, right, right.
So, again, do it for yourself. Like, right. If that's going to motivate you to do it.
Do it for both. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not just for them. And yeah, that's the thing that's stopping you. You will feel great helping people.
Yeah.
Because they'll appreciate it, or you'll notice that you've done something or whatever. So, yeah, there's definitely value in that.
As I said, going back to the thing before, it's just like, you know, at the worst case scenario, like, you know, highest risk is you will feel good about yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's worth trying.
You might sleep better tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And then other people might recognize your value. And then, again, you just have no idea some of the things that can come out of this. Because, like, I won't go into detail, but, like, again, I would not even be able to picture where I'm at right now in my life. And I think, like, this concept is a huge portion of why I am here. And it's like, and again, like, I don't get complaints from people. I never get faulted by anyone because I'm like, and if I do, it's like, you know, I've made a little mistake. I'm a human or it's like somebody else's fault, but it's just my responsibility because of that. So, Right. But it's like, but nobody has any complaints. If something's wrong, like, it's like, they're not like, oh, you always do this. It's just like, God, no worries, man. You always over deliver. I can't believe it. But, like, you know, they don't actually say that because my particular clientele, maybe not as appreciative as other clienteles, but,
right.
But yeah, it's just like, I don't get complaints because it's just like, they know, like...
You've brought so much value before that, yeah.
Yeah.
And you will moving forward.
Yeah. And then when it comes time, this is another special thing, dude. When it comes time for you to ask for more value from those people, especially in a professional setting, in return, they can't say no.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're like, well, actually, it's like, okay, cool. I'm going to go and deliver this value to someone else. And they go, all right, I'll give you whatever you want. No worries. You stay, please. I need you.
Yeah.
That'll happen. I guarantee you. Personal guarantee, money back guarantee if the Minimize podcast is free.
Okay, I'm not part of that, but yeah. That's on Eamon, that one.
But yeah, hopefully you've gotten some value out of this concept.
Yes.
Good day.
Bye.
Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.